College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with...
Fatia.
And...
Sherry. Hi, guys.
Hey, so I have a guest today. So, hey, Fatia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. So, remind me where you're from again.
I'm from Nigeria.
Nice, nice. So, let's talk about, like, education there compared to the United States. Like, what's the difference?
Yeah, okay, so in Nigeria, we kind of follow the British way of things. So, we don't really have elementary school, then middle school, then high school. It's kind of like the middle school and high school are kind of combined together. So, like, right after you're done with, like, pre-K, you kind of go right into, like, you know, middle school, but, like, more of like a junior high in Nigeria kind of thing. And there's one other thing. So like our classes, you know, here in America, we have like when you're in high school, you take like 5 classes and then you're done.
Yeah.
But in Nigeria, you kind of have to take like from 12 to 16 classes.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
12 to 16 classes and you take those exams no matter what. Like you have to. There's no shortcut to it. No, you just have to.
I could barely take like 3. What the heck?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And like you take like different languages and it's a ton. And like coming here in America and having to say like, oh, I have to take just like 5 classes. It's like, oh, thank God. But like... Even if it was more than 5 classes, I kind of wouldn't be as worried because I was 12 years old taking 10 classes already. So
seriously?
Like, oh yeah.
My God.
And you go to school pretty early. I don't recall how old you start going to school here in America, but like in Nigeria, you start going to school like 3 years old or something. You go really early in age and like they really start you off fast taking hard classes and no shortcuts.
Wow. So when did you move here?
In 2017. So I had just recently turned 14 when I moved here.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I was in Nigeria, then I would have graduated out of high school in 2 years when I was 16 rather than 18. I would have left high school in 16, gone into college at also 16, and then finished college at, if I know math, 20, about 20 years old, 19, 20. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you just like here in high school, you kind of you'll be 18 and then go into college, but no. You're 16 and go into university.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So, what about diversity?
So, we don't really have diversity because everyone there is black and like
right.
There is no like I mean, you do see some kind of white people, but that you don't there's like a tiny bit, not a lot. A lot of people there are black. A lot of people I communicated with and whatever, they were all like, you know, the same skin tone, same race and whatever. And when religion wise, there wasn't really more of, oh, okay, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, and like whatever your religion is right now, there wasn't that. In Nigeria, you were either a Christian or you're Muslim, and that was it. I don't even know if there was like maybe a few Jews, but like Jewish, but like that's not a lot. Majority was just like either Christian or Muslim, nothing else. And LGBTQ, we didn't really have that. Majority of the people I know, everyone I know actually were straight, and they were not really like, oh, okay. I mean, if you came out as gay, I don't know if I should say they would care, but I know they wouldn't like, they wouldn't understand it because they never, you know, they've never heard or like nobody knows anyone who's like not straight.
Yeah,
everyone is straight. And so like coming here and seeing so many different people, I mean, like, I don't care, whatever, sure, but like coming here and seeing like majority white, and then I'm more of like in the minorities now. When I was like a majority back when I was in Nigeria, it's kind of like shocking, and like it takes a while to for you to process and be like, okay, you're not a majority anymore, you're more of a minority now.
Yeah, so it's more like a social norm then.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But like, I mean, you get used to it and you just move on with life and do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. And what about food, like what's the difference there?
Food, like we don't have as much junk food and like restaurants and stuff as compared to here. So like you kind of have to cook a lot. Like majority of the time you're like cooking instead of saying, oh, let's go out to eat, let's go to Chick-fil-A or whatever. You're more like, oh, let's go to the kitchen and do something. Yeah. And then you eat that. And like, my mom loves cooking and she really does, like, she wants to make sure that I know what to do and know my way around the kitchen. So she like makes me watch her, even if she's just like making rice. I mean, usually back in Nigeria, like when you want to make rice, you kind of like use the pot, boil the water and put the rice, like do the whole thing. But here we have a freaking rice cooker and we're just going to use that and just like easier. Like in Nigeria, you don't have a rice cooker. You actually like use a pot and the gas and everything.
Yeah. And you mentioned like how females are expected to cook in the kitchen as well.
Yeah. Like you kind of, if you're a female, you kind of have to like know your way around the kitchen in Nigeria. Like you can't be like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I mean, you're of course you can say I don't know how to do this, but like if you don't know how to do something, you kind of have to learn how to do it. So like you tell your friend to teach you or whatever. So like my mom, I mean, like she knows how to cook to an extent, but like her friend is like a really good cook. So when she doesn't know how to do something, she would literally call the friend, even if she's here in America and like she wants to cook or she wants to do some kind of thing she saw on YouTube or whatever, and she doesn't know how to go ahead with it. She would call her friend all the way from here to like Nigeria and tell her what she wants to do. And then her friend would dictate how she's going to get it done. And then it comes out looking okay. Maybe not exactly the way it is on YouTube, but like still okay and edible.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how people do their sauces here, but I know my mom would get like bell pepper and blend it all, start, just do everything from scratch.
Really?
She's like, yeah, she's that type of person that's like, okay, if I'm gonna make this food, I have to like make it from the very, very start, like have to do everything, season it good, really good. And then she just like goes up, moves on from there. And like, just like I don't know, here they're like well, in Nigeria there's like different type of rice, like jollof rice, fried rice, just different kind of rice, and you could just like season it and just do whatever you can from a white rice. You can easily go to like a colored rice, any kind of rice, just as long as you season it properly. And she really likes doing that. She likes to experiment a lot, and you kind of have to eat it no matter how horrible it is. You kind of don't have a choice because she's like, I worked in the kitchen and you were over there on your phone not doing anything, so eat it. So
oh my God.
You just have to and say, oh my God, I love it. Thank you very much.
I actually have a quick question for you, because my parents immigrated from Uganda. And like, I know like for their dishes, a lot of the bases are peanut sauce and like a tomato sauce. And I think you're telling us a little bit about like what sauces your mom would use.
Yeah. Like my mom, no matter whatever she does, she always uses like tomato sauce.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's the base.
Yeah.
Always.
Even if she doesn't have like tomato paste, she would get tomatoes from the market or whatever and she would blend it. Like
nice.
You have to, no matter whatever kind of sauce you're using, tomatoes have to be involved. Like every time.
Yes.
No matter what, a
every
little
time.
Or whatever it
even
is.
Even if we're doing, I know for my mom, even if we're doing like a peanut butter sauce, there's always tomatoes.
Always.
It's that's the thing.
Yeah, it's like that special ingredient that has to be there in order for you to be flavorful or whatever.
Is that a cultural thing?
I know for like my family and just like for the culture, yeah, that's like the thing. Even when we'd have family reunions or stuff like that, it's like, oh, here's like the tomato sauce, like different variants of tomato sauce. That's the base. And then they put different seasonings to make it stand out a little bit for each dish. Like maybe if it's fish, it could be like a peanut sauce with tomato. Or if it's beef, it's just all beef stewed tomatoes or something like that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like I was saying before, like when it comes to like bell peppers and she's making her sauce from scratch, she has either like 4 or 5 bell peppers, and then she has about like 7 to 8 tomatoes, and she blends it all together. Like tomatoes are like essential, always involved.
Really? Wow.
Always involved, Sean. Always involved.
That is true. So you also, I know in Nigeria you speak several different languages. So if you want to talk about that.
So in Nigeria you speak, you know, like one of the main languages you speak is English. I don't know. A lot of people kind of ask me that. They're like, oh, how'd you learn how to speak English? I'm like, because I've always spoke English from I was very young. That was like the very first thing I learned how to speak. And then there are like other about that I know of right now, popular, like famous three other languages. There's Yoruba, Igbo, and then there's Hausa. So my mom, my whole family, like grandparents and aunts and uncles, they all speak Yoruba also along with English. And personally, I don't speak it, I understand it because my mom always says it to me. So I know what she's talking about. And, I know everything, but I just don't speak it because since I was little, all I knew was English. And I go to school, everyone's speaking English. And I just never really thought twice about speaking another different Yoruba. But when I go to school, my mom speaks English to me. Teachers speak English to me and I respond back in English. And then when I go back home, my mom sometimes also speaks English to me, but then she also speaks Yoruba to me. And my dad most of the time speaks English to me. So I don't know when he's communicating with his friends, because he can speak English, Yoruba, and Hausa. I don't know how we learned how to speak Hausa because we don't have anyone in my family that's, from that part. So he just, when he's communicating with his friends or my mom, he would speak Yoruba to her. When he's talking to his friends that understand Hausa, he would speak Hausa with them. But when he's talking to myself and my siblings, he mostly only spoke English to us. I don't know why. It's just the way it is, I guess. And that's pretty much, those are the three famous languages I know of. I know that there are other ones, but the ones I know of are just Yoruba, English, and Hausa.
Nice. And you told me, I think you said there's 36 states in Nigeria.
Yeah, there are 36 states in Nigeria because Nigeria is the country. So, yeah.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know, guys.
Very important.
But specifically in Nigeria, like I said before, I'm from Lagos. But my grandparent, they stay at Ibadan State. And I've only been to... I've been to two other states besides Lagos State where I actually stayed and lived in. I've been to Ibadan State when I was going to visit my grandparent, and Ogun State when we were going for a memorial of my other grandparents. And I didn't really branch out because we were only there for 2 days and then we were gone. So when I was in Nigeria, I didn't really I traveled, but it wasn't in state to different states. I more of traveled outside of the country, going a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
And you mentioned that there's three languages that you speak. Is that all of Nigeria, or are there other languages as well?
I'm pretty sure there are other languages, but mainly for Lagos State where I lived in, majority of the people there were either Yoruba or Igbo. There weren't as much as people who spoke Hausa, but I know a lot of people spoke Yoruba and Igbo.
Okay.
So it was kind of when you're doing majority level, it was the ranking were Yoruba, then Igbo, then Hausa was third. When it comes to ranking language, more like here when you do people who spoke Spanish, French, Spanish is higher, and then people who speak French. Yeah. That's kind of the way it is in Nigeria also. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions, Sherry, for?
Wow. Off the top of my head, that was really cool that you were talking about the food thing. You said you moved here when you were 14?
14, yeah.
So I do have a question, which I found very interesting about the languages. So I know from my family, I didn't know if they knew. I think they knew a little bit of, I don't know. I think Swahili. They knew. So for that, it was the same thing as you, where it's they grew up with English. That was the first language that they spoke. And then it was Luganda. And then there's Swahili, which I found interesting. But I find it more interesting with your, I think you were saying with your dad, right?
Yeah.
He would speak English to you. And then with your mom, it was a different language versus his friends.
Right, yeah.
So I know from my family, I think, yeah, they didn't really teach me Luganda. It's more here's some English. And then for the rest of their family, it's Luganda.
Right, exactly. Same thing with mine. My mom, she knows, whenever I do try to speak Yoruba, they just kind of make fun of me because yes. I say it completely wrong. Yes. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm saying it right. But they're like, what are you trying to talk about?
Yes. But then,
and when I do talk to my mom now, I say just make joke with her and just laugh about it and all. But I mostly speak English. Well, I only speak English, honestly.
Right,
I
right.
just understand. Same. I understand Yoruba to an extent. When it comes to when they're your grandparents and you're speaking Yoruba to you and you're or speaking some other language, so you're like staring at them like, I kind of get what you mean, but at the same time I don't, because like she's really old and she knows right. like, you know, the way they really spoke it back in like the 90s right. and like it's completely different as now, like, because like it evolves and it changes.
Really? That's yeah. very cool though.
And she's like talking to me in Yoruba and she's saying things that she would say like in the 90s, and I'm like, I was born in 2003, I don't really know.
Right.
And so like I always responded back to her in English. I don't know if she understood what I said, but I just did, and my mom would most time translate whatever I say, but I didn't really care at that point, as long as I responded to you
right
what I knew, as the way you talk to me, what you know, and it just works some kind of way.
No, that's cool. That totally makes sense. And I would love to know, like, how would you say the culture in Nigeria would be different from, like, the culture in America, do you think? Like, the biggest thing.
Honestly, it's kind of like what I said before, like...
Stumping somebody, which is fair. I, like, got that out of left field.
I mean, like, I would say it's different, honestly, because... Like I was saying, like, religion-wise, you can only have two choices.
Ah, okay,
In Nigeria, you can only have two choices. Like, majority of people, like, it's either Muslim or Christian. It's kind of like no in-between.
Right,
it's
right.
just the way it is. But, like, here, you know, you're allowed whatever you want to do.
Right,
you can do
right.
whatever. No one really, like, it's your business.
Right.
But... I don't know what else to say.
No, I was gonna also touch on the LGBT thing of, because like when I came out to my parents, mm-hmm. who are from Uganda, they're just like, we have never heard of that. And it was like a culture shock for them because they hadn't really heard of it. And even I think in that part of the country, it was like illegal. Don't quote me on this, but it was just, you know, frowned upon in that community. So I could definitely see like
yeah.
the cultural differences.
Yeah, I would definitely support that. Like, I don't know if I should say it is also frowned upon, but I know that it is not heard of.
Right, right.
Like, absolutely not. And when my mom, when we came here, and, you know, like, there are a lot of, you know, LGBTQ is very popular here, and you're allowed to do whatever, be who you are.
Right.
We would watch, like, TV shows or, like, a movie, and then, because, like, in Nigeria, when you watch a movie, you've never seen, like, a guy kiss a guy
or right,
a girl
right.
kiss a girl. Like, you've yeah. never seen that. And then here, and then we see that, and like in TV shows, and she sees that, and she's like, "Are they making out? Like, what Wait, are they doing?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like what's going on?" And I try to explain to her as best as I can, and she gets it,
right?
And like she's just like, "Oh," and like now she watches movies, and she's like, "Oh, okay, so they're dating, and they're dating."
Right, right. It's she just, wasn't more so like, "Oh my God," she's just kind of like. Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah,
I
she was just so confused
because
she was like, are they really doing that right now? And it's like, yeah, like, you know, it happens. People evolve and that's just the way it is, I guess. But.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I don't think I have any more questions as far as I know.
Okay.
Sean, do you have any more questions?
No, I think I asked everything. I think you have very detailed answers. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So, but thank you guys so much, and thank you for coming, and we'll see you next week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.